Welcome to ASRS's Journal of Vitreoretinal Diseases Authors Forum. I'm your host, Dr. Timothy Murray, Editor-in-Chief of JVRD. On each episode of the JVRD Authors Forum, I will interview innovative retinal researchers on their studies featured only in JVRD and how these studies will impact our patients' care in our clinics. Tune in to hear directly from investigators about the clinical implications of the newest and highest quality research in the field of retina. Hello. It's a pleasure to join you with Dr. Leila Vazovic, who is an associate professor of ophthalmology at the Duke Eye Center. She's the senior author on our article in January-February JVRD, Chronic Effects of E-Cigarette Aerosol Inhalation on Macular Perfusion, assessed using OCT angiography. Welcome, Leila.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. It's a true pleasure to be here with you.
So, Leila, take us through your study and give us some idea of what drove you to think about this and how you set up your criteria for evaluation of your patients.
As you may know, the popularity of electronic cigarettes, e-cigarettes, has increased substantially recently, especially in the last few years. And this rampant use, especially seen in teenagers and young adults, we particularly see this routinely used among college students. And the idea was really born to understand what kind of effects this type of exposure may have on vasculature in general. There has been significant reports in literature noting that large vessels may kind of sclerose or undergo changes over time if patients or if people are exposed to electronic cigarettes long term. We all know that retina is very well perfused tissue, cored even more so. It's one of the most vascular tissues in our body. So the idea was really to use our routine technology that we have in clinic to assess what kind of retinal vasculature or choroidal changes we may see with patients who routinely use e-cigarettes.
So, Leila, I think at the beginning, a lot of people were hopeful that e-cigarette use would be better than standard, you know, tobacco smoking with cigarettes or cigars. So it's interesting that, you know, we're now talking about some of the same issues with an electronic cigarette as we would have had with a standard cigarette. What were they smoking? Was it a tobacco-based product? Do you know?
Yeah, no, it was truly an e-cigarette. So no really tobacco exposure. But that said, you know, we know that, you know, even with e-cigarettes, we're undergoing, we're having effects on vasculature and we're having a spasm, so to speak, of the vasculature over time with inhalation. And those exposures over time can cause chronic change in the large vessels. And that has been actually reported kind of cerebral vasculature with some of the MRI and MRA imaging. There has not been reports whether there's effects on smaller vasculatures. And that's what our particular question was at task, whether we could see retinal vasculature changes for those who are being exposed to chronically to e-cigarettes.
And from a study perspective, I think avoiding the need for fluorescein angiography and using a non-invasive OCT angiography system, I found that a very thoughtful use of advanced technology. What drove you to that?
Yeah, thank you. I think, you know, at the time that OCT angiography came around and really has become more of a streamlined technology we use in our clinics, we realized, gosh, you know, we'd be interested in seeing all these reports of vasculature changes in other parts of the body. We thought it would be interested to really assess what's happening in the retina. We know the standard kind of smoking, exposure to smoke and tobacco has led to vasculature attenuation over time. And we thought maybe we would see that as well with this type of exposure too. And to our surprise, we actually didn't see any retinal vasculature changes. The really retinal vasculature density and FAZ were pretty normal among e-cigarette users as well as non-users, so our controls, so to speak. But what we did find out that we did see actually retinal thinning, especially temporal, supratemporal area, and inferotemporal area. So, sort to speak, what you would see with, for example, sickle cell disease, other type of processes that affect vasculature over time, more likely temporal vasculature, and we tend to see thinning of retinal tissue over there. So that was interesting finding. So while we didn't see overall vessel density change, we think that there's still changes to that vasculature chronically that influence retinal thinning over time.
So one of the things you did too that I'm interested in is you used in your study group 26 patients, but you used both eyes. And there's always been this concern when you're looking at both eyes of one patient, whether those are two independent eyes or one linked variable. So you guys felt comfortable that the right and left eye would be different enough to include them, or was it just that you had 26 patients and you wanted to capture as much information as possible?
Yeah, well, it was really the latter. We hoped to capture as much information as possible. And we, for those reasons, include both eyes in the study. It was really the 26 users that we came and enrolled in the study. And I think it was helpful to really analyze both eyes.
And then how did you capture e-cigarette use? Was that, a self-reporting by the patient, or was it specifically discussed in a particular way?
Yeah, so it was self-reported. We reached out, this was in collaboration with our smoking cessation clinic in the primary care office, and we collaborated with them to really gain exposure or access to patients who are coming in for e-cigarette use as well, reported e-cigarette use. And then we solicited just really enrollment with the IRD-approved study type of survey questionnaire, whether they would be interested in this study and where would they would come to the eye center for imaging. So it was a collaboration with our primary care cessation clinic, smoking cessation clinic, where e-cigarette users also are seen, and we were able to enroll them that way.
So Layla, were these people, if it's a smoking cessation clinic, were they transitioning from tobacco smoking into e-smoking? And if so, do you think that was a variable that affected your outcome?
That's a great question. We did not include, we were very thorough in terms of inclusion criteria, exclusion criteria, and we did not enroll anybody who has been exposed to tobacco before, or smokers per se. So that was particularly looked at. Interestingly, also, we did not assess really for other systemic diseases such as hypertension or any other medical history that may contribute to vasculature changes. So that was particularly looked at. But you may see that while there's a tendency for smokers to switch to e-cigarettes as a way to potentially get off of cigarettes, there's also kind of widespread use of e-cigarettes as kind of the next frontier or next kind of cool thing to be doing, especially among young patients. And I think those also are making it to our, so to speak, smoking cessation clinics and getting help too.
So also, Layla, there's been some argument that these changes, the gross changes we see, are really temporally related to the smoking time. So were you able to assess the interval since the last e-cigarette use and your study, and did it make a difference, or was you too few patients to power that?
Yeah, we actually did not have enough patients to power that. We had hoped to actually do exactly that, be exposed to e-cigarette and kind of measure shortly after vasculature in the retina. But the IRB was quite firm in some of the rules that we could do. And that was deemed as a no-no to kind of study it that way. So we went with those who reported chronic smoking and how often they reported it. So it's really, we had strict criteria how long they have been doing e-cigarette smoking, but not necessarily that they were exposed immediately and soon after imaging.
So, you know, what's interesting is you really didn't see the microvascular changes that you thought you would see, but you saw some gross retinal changes that you're suggesting may be incited by the microvascular changes that you did not see. So how do you think you're going to look at this next to better understand that? Because it does seem like this is a critical question across our population.
Excellent question, because really the hope was to understand what kind of immediate changes that we see after exposure to e-cigarettes, because we are seeing in general literature that there is kind of spasm-like behavior of the vasculature and constriction of it over time. And we thought, gosh, we would see that. But I think the reason we exactly didn't see it, because that's probably happening right after somebody has been exposed to e-cigarette. And then over time, and this is completely hypothesis of ours, that, you know, these continuous kind of spasms of the vasculature lead to maybe decreased blood flow over time to certain parts of the retina, especially temporal retina, and maybe leads to this retinal thinning over time.
Well, Dr. Vasevich, thank you for joining us. I think it's a fascinating topic, and this is kind of a first step. I think you and I both believe that the eyes are sort of a window to the body, and our ability to look at these microvessels in real time is intense. And you have been a pioneer at your institution for that. So, Leila, thank you very much for joining us tonight for our Authors Forum.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim, for having me. And I really want to take the time to acknowledge the entire team, especially Arthi Ponugati, who has really been spearheading the study with me.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate it's a team effort. But as you know, it's a pleasure to speak to the senior author. So, Leila, thank you. And we look forward to talking to you again. Thanks for tuning in to the JVRD Authors Forum. You can watch and listen to more episodes on the ASRS YouTube channel and on popular podcast directories, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Visit www.asrs.org/JVRD Forum on the ASRS website to learn more. See you soon.